This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No. And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish, and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
And oh, I've had God. A snack, and I've had no, a snack.
No, I mean literally right before I press record. I mean the second before Poodle said, I haven't eaten dinner. Which means he's going to be a bitch.
It's better.
Why would you do that to me?
I've had a snack, I said. I've had a snack. I'm saying I just want to eat dinner. I don't want to eat dinner at 10 o'clock.
You don't understand what I have to go through.
I can't choke down dinner at 5:30 like you can. I can't have the early bird special.
I've seen
at
you
fucking Luby's.
Choke down a 10-inch dick in a Chevron restroom at 3 p.m.
You know what? It's only because I had an audience.
Yeah.
I was ready to go.
Is that why you had to chase it with a cherry Coke?
Hello. This is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new.
Woo.
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Beyonce.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate. Let's love.
Cherry icy.
Cherry. No, icy. I love icy's. Come at us if you love an icy.
A Coke icy. Cola icy.
A Coke with a little bit of cherry.
It's trash.
Y'all know what we sipped earlier? We miss going to the movie theaters.
I really do. I miss going out to dinner. I miss some poor server trying to make awkward conversation with me and trying to make me give them a better tip.
Wow.
And they don't know that I'm already going to overtip them because I've been a server. They don't know that.
That's true. You were a good server, weren't you?
I was really good. Yeah. I was good.
Did you ever drop things?
A lot.
Yeah, because you're not.
You know, in the beginning I did, and then I really didn't. I was good. I knew exactly how to treat people to get to make them like me enough.
Didn't you work at a country club?
Yeah.
Boy, I bet that was just bougie.
Lots of tips.
Did you ever fuck anybody in the country club? Or
no, I didn't.
Or like some...
I was like the only guy.
You weren't like Baby and Dirty Dancing having sex with any of the staff? I guess you were the staff. So were you Patrick Swayze? Were you Patrick Swayze? Did you fuck anybody? You didn't fuck anybody?
Like, I didn't because maybe the conservative father didn't want them to be gay. We could not associate with the people there.
Well, neither could Baby or Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, but I didn't stay there at the resort.
Oh.
So I know. It's not as interesting.
Boy, you just ruined that fantasy. What a boring summer.
I'm a ruiner, y'all.
You just had smoke breaks with the wait staff, and that was it.
And we did some drugs. That was what we did. That was our first day of cocaine, y'all.
Wow.
So, y'all, if you're a server, if you've been a server at a restaurant, you have definitely done drugs. There is no doubt in my mind. You have at least done cocaine. You have definitely done marijuana, or you may have done something else. If you've worked in a chain restaurant, you've done cocaine.
Did you? You didn't work in a chain, did
no.
you?
This no.
This was in South Carolina?
Yeah, but even in Michigan, I worked at some restaurants.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I've been a server. Your feet hurt so bad.
They do.
That's the
serving
one thing.
Serving is really hard work.
You do also. You know who you fuck when you're serving? You fuck your coworkers. If you again, y'all, if you've been a server,
you fucked your coworkers.
I did. If you've been a server, y'all, you fucked your coworkers. You just cycle through them all.
Do you get things like, are you fucking them, and then you get jealous because Billy gets the section of good tables, and
no,
you're in the weeds, and he doesn't help you?
You know what? It's never like that. You yell at the people when it happens, and then it's forgotten the day after. It's such a group effort.
I hated it. I did it for 1 month, and I hated it. And I overtipped because I was terrible at waiting tables, and I hated doing it. And now when people have to do it, but when people do it, I appreciate them.
Come at us with your serving stories. Come at us if you fuck people you served with, because yeah. I know you fucking did.
I know you did.
Heather
bitches.
Torres worked at Red Robin and probably fucked at least three of the line cooks.
Red. Robin, fuck,
yum,
y'all.
I still gonna do some drunk cameos. I'm still working on that.
He's still working on it. Y'all have come
Jesus,
at us with cameos.
You come the fuck at me. Let's just jump in, y'all.
We don't have any announcements after our.
This is 90 Day Gays. We really should say who we are at the beginning.
Oh, this is.
Although you've ruined that because you tried these cold opens.
My name is Matt, aka Maddie,
and I'm Poodle, aka Jake.
We're the 90 Day Gays, and we're going to be recapping today self quarantine and what now?
Yeah.
What quarantine now? To recap very quickly, because we did this more on our podcast episode that dropped the day before on Monday night, but
that's tonight.
Again, this show doesn't drop until Tuesday, so you never fucking remember when we're. I try to record things like five in a row, and he can't do it.
I'm just trying to be real
because I record something on like May 10th on a Monday, and it's like, hey everybody, welcome. It's May 21st, and he's like, no, it isn't.
I'm just trying to be real.
You know what? If we ever get a television show,
being real is wrong. I don't want to be right.
Well, when we have an executive producer, he's going to put a thing in your ear and just tell you what to say like a goddamn puppet.
If I have a goddamn in-ear, I'll be fine for the rest of my career.
God.
It's like Kelly Ripa. Kelly Ripa's got an in-ear.
She doesn't have a single thought that doesn't come from Newman. Or
Gelman.
Gelman. Newman. Anyway, y'all.
Wow.
Really quickly, if you haven't signed up for the newsletter, you should go ahead and do that. It's in the show links.
Oh, I need to send Jackie my stuff. I was busy today.
We're going to so that'll be going out this week. And what that's going to have, that'll have a little bit more detailed information of what's happening.
You're going to get some original content in the newsletter, y'all, that you won't get anywhere else.
It's true. And real quickly, just want to remind you, we're restructuring our Patreon tiers, and we're adding a new tier at $8 tier. So we're not going to go into all of that because we feel like we just did it on the podcast for 20 fucking minutes, and we don't want to waste time.
And y'all
have
been really creative with coming up with names for our Patreon. We may or may not listen to any of those.
But we don't have one yet, so come at us with your names.
I really did enjoy the if you can cream it, you can dream it tier.
Yeah.
Although that may be a little niche.
That might be a top tier.
I know.
Anyway, but so
that's the $100 tier.
Yeah, when we get there one day, who knows?
Because you know what? If you can cream it, you can dream
it. You can dream it for $100. So anyway, y'all, that's going to be happening. We'll be offering some new stuff. So again, that's going to go out in the newsletter. It's going to go, we're going to send an email to all of our patrons, and you can check out, listen to that, and we'll talk about, we'll go back in next Monday.
In every
we'll
show notes. Through.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. So
sign up, y'all.
And I think that's, and then
do me a solid.
And then real quickly again,
no,
y'all,
do me with a solid one.
If you are a Gatreon member, we're doing a live chat with you on YouTube Live Wednesday. So that'll
this
be
week,
tomorrow.
5:20. Oh, it's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. Because this is Tuesday, Poodle.
I almost said, no, it's Monday.
God damn you. So it'll be on Wednesday.
So tomorrow.
Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific time.
At 6 p.m. Pacific, which is 9 p.m. Eastern.
Our Gatrons, all of you, will get an email that morning with a link. And then on Saturday, we'll be doing our Facebook chat with our sissies on the 23rd at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And that's
7 p.m. Eastern before our watch and chat. And I've almost decided on the movie that we're going to watch.
Well, good.
It's between two or three.
Well, this is going to be an AMA, so meaning you've got to go on the Sissy Squad. Jackie Weissman made a post.
Submit your questions.
She has an announcement. Click on that
or
post.
Or submit your Sissy Squad memories.
Submit your questions or whatever you want to, but do it by Thursday by midnight. Otherwise, bitch is growing a baby. She doesn't have time. She's busy. She's busy homeschooling.
God damn.
And y'all, Mike is a smart, inquisitive kid, and he is fucking her over.
Y'all who
He's
are
smart.
Homeschooling, you know your children are, I know your children are asking so many fucking questions.
Well, we're going to talk about that because they are doing it here in 90 days, and some of them are going crazy.
They are. Let's jump in.
Let's jump in. Boom, my love.
I was going to take the energy way down to fucking Laura. Because she's the first.
You know what? She got her hair cut and it looks better. She looks better. Ecuador is kind to her.
She's still a garbage person, though.
Yes, but she looks better.
Agreed.
Her lipstick choice is better.
Yeah, so Laura's in Ecuador, y'all, because I think she went there just to like hang out with Evelyn.
I think so.
And as she says, I'm Laura. I'm 52 years young. When y'all see that, that's a red flag. You need to run.
You do. Every day she goes swimming in the ocean. She meets up with friends. It's been paradise.
Until COVID hit. Her little condo is nice.
It is cute.
And I'm like, where is she getting this fucking money? She's a grifter, y'all.
Well, but it's probably not that expensive. The Canadian, what is it? They have dollars,
yeah.
I guess. It's probably going to go pretty well.
She's been living in the U.S. for a while, but like she's a fucking grifter. She's probably getting someone to pay for this somehow. Probably Avalon is somehow giving her money.
I don't know who.
So she's meeting up with her Canadian expat friends. She was going to buy a plane ticket to get out. Then they close the airport.
They close
in Ecuador.
The airport. And so she's like, fuck. So then
she's been cooking, y'all, making elaborate dishes such as salsa, hummus. Y'all, these are like three ingredient dishes.
Like, Avery made fucking lamb chops. Like, that bitch went for it. That's not easy.
Yeah, I wouldn't. She's not going to get her own show on the cooking channel anytime soon.
In the kitchen with Laura.
Yeah, and the purple friend.
And the purple friend.
But you know
friend.
What, y'all? Even though she doesn't have a lot of things in her apartment, she's still got that purple friend.
She's still riding that vibrator. You know, she's just like, you know how you're, you know how your grandma used to whip icing really quickly? That's probably what she does on her vulva. Just
It's not a vulva.
Vulva.
It's the entire, it's your vagina. It's the opening.
Okay. Whatever you say,
I need to
Jan.
Buy you an anatomy book.
I do. Buy me a Grey's Anatomy. I'm kidding.
Just like I need to buy you
that.
An atlas.
Don't buy that.
Because you don't know where things are.
I do too. Ecuador is a wonderful country in Central America. Kidding, it's in South America. Okay, she's cooking up a storm, and y'all, she has a friend.
She's got a friend named Tony Parker.
Tony.
Only you, you're the only one I see forever. Although I've never seen your face because you cover it up on FaceTime.
It's true. He's
25 and in dental college.
Okay.
Let me say that again. He's 25
and in dental college. He's got a nice body. We don't know what his face
looks
like.
His body looks hot.
I want to talk about...
I don't think that's his real body.
I want to talk about his voice.
I have the same idea, I think, that you do. You go first.
On one, two, three.
He's gay. Queer.
Yeah. He's gay, y'all. He's got gay speak. I mean,
Hey, love muffin. Also, Tony, y'all, wants to be famous.
He calls her love muffin because he saw somebody call somebody else that on like an episode of TGIF, like
love muffin,
and like Jesse call what's her name that the woman that's going to go to jail. What's her name?
What?
Lori.
I don't know what you're talking
the
about.
The one that played Jesse's wife on Full House.
Lori Loughlin.
Yeah, she's going to go to jail, y'all.
Was that on TGIF?
Yeah, TGIF. Full House was
Full
TGIF.
House was?
Yeah.
Wow.
Full House, Family Matters.
That's way back.
Perfect Strangers.
Are you sure?
And then...
Just the 10 of us. There were so many different ones.
Yeah, different shows came and went. Also... step by step.
Yep.
Day by day. Everywhere we go.
Anyway.
Come at us if y'all want a show of just Jake and I singing theme songs.
From TGIF.
Come at us.
So y'all, she even says,
I love you.
She even says, why are you talking to me? And he's like, you know, we just met. And she's like, I love you. And she's like, I appreciate that.
Thank you. And even though he's like, I love you, love muffin. She's like,
bye.
Bye. She's
y'all, if you're either with someone who keeps saying I love you and you can only say bye, that's a red flag. Or you say I love you and they go, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, because the only reason she's talking to him is because nobody else in her family wants to talk to her right now.
Exactly.
Like her own son's like, peace out, mom.
Someone has said I love you to me, and I went, that's so nice. I'm so glad you feel that way.
Y'all, come at us with, what would you tell me your responses
your,
when someone
I
said
you.
I love you and you didn't say it back? What did you say?
He said, I just want you to know I love you. And I went, oh, that's so nice that you feel that way.
Wow.
That's when I knew it was over.
Wow.
He said it way too early, in my defense.
Of course, then Laura's will tell him, you've been my pillar. And you, because it's not an episode of Laura Doesn't Cry, y'all. And then
she does talk to her gay friend, Giovanni.
Yeah, Giovanni, because she can't speak Spanish at all.
And there are dead bodies everywhere in his town, which sounds awful.
It sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Also, Poodle and I were a little bit of like, she goes to the grocery store. They do way more shit than when we do here.
Yeah. They're like taking your temperature.
Taking her temperature, cleaning her feet.
I will say, my temperature was taken at LAX, and in the last couple days of China, my temperature was taken. And we don't do any of that here.
Just saying.
Anyway, y'all, she's hit the gold mine when Justin Trudeau, the hot one, as she says.
The hot one.
She's like, wait. I can get a loan, and her
get
ears perked up. She's like, free money?
Free money?
Laura,
what?
I can get free money. Anyway, she does wind up getting a loan somehow.
She does.
But the flight is full, y'all.
But
here's the other thing, y'all. There's got to be a way she can get a flight out that's not going to Miami. Because when I was in China, I was trying to... I was literally thinking, if I can't go to Shanghai and get a flight out to San Francisco, where I was trying to get to, I can get another flight out of with the city we were in to Moscow. And I was literally doing all this triangulation.
Y'all, because one of our sissies came at us and told Jake to get
to
the,
get
fuck,
the
out of,
fuck out.
And Jake listened.
And thank God. And I did buy an airline ticket, but the next morning they got us out.
Yeah.
But if they didn't, I would have flown out the next morning from China, you guys.
So when you bought your ticket, where were you flying from?
We were in Longzhou, a city, and which is way on the other side of the country from Beijing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was going to fly from Longzhou to Beijing to LA, but then I was told that flight was oversold. So then I got one from Longzhou to Shanghai that was going to go to San Francisco, and then I was just going to either get a commuter flight to San Francisco.
I would have had to drive up to fucking San Francisco to get your ass.
We could have had happy hour at a gay bar. You could have just left me there for a while. I would have gotten COVID.
Yeah, you could have had it.
Y'all, don't leave me in San Francisco.
Whoa.
Because they slutty up there, y'all. If you're a gay male in San Francisco, you slutty. You're also definitely open.
But you're not.
If you're in a relationship, you are open.
You're open and you're slutty, but you're not slutty because you tell everybody that you're just...
sex positive.
You're sex positive or you're...
No, it's a city full of sluts.
Oh,
they won't
yeah.
admit it, but they are.
Yeah, they're just...
Hell, I admit it. I'm a slut. You know what? If you're listening... you're a slut.
You are. You're
That's
a
the point.
We love you. That is the point. I had sex with a guy. I couldn't remember his name. And then I remembered when we were having sex. Oh, I'm in San Francisco. His name was Francisco.
I love that story.
That's the only way I knew. You know, when you're giving a guy a blowjob and you're trying to think of their name, but then you try to tell yourself, don't worry about their name right now. Just give them a good blowjob. But then you start thinking, you're like multitasking.
I'm not thinking about their name. Oh. That ship has sailed. If I don't write it down, I don't remember, to be honest.
If it's not written on the inside of your arm, when you rub your back of your hand on their head.
What? Hold on a second. Eric.
No, I'm just kidding. Aaron.
No, hold on, it's Smudge.
Eddie, you, there's lube on my arm. There is lube on my arm.
Anyway, to bookend it, you're all sluts.
You're a slut, I'm a slut, your mom's
a slut. Yeah, so
we're
y'all,
proud of it.
She doesn't get home.
So yeah, she buys this flight, it's oversold, and then it's really dark. She's just like laying in bed saying... and here I am, the paradise became a hell, and I'm all by my lonesome.
If I had not seen Laura's season, I might feel something for her.
This is some karma, bitch.
She's awful. She's absolutely awful.
This is some karma.
She's a con artist.
She is a con artist.
She's awful. Let's move on to Dean.
Dean.
Y'all. Dean is such a fucking douchebag.
So
if I was sleeping beside him, I would murder him.
So we just finished.
Yeah.
What was it?
Before the 90 Days,
before
season
two. That's where he's from. And he's on there because his brother Tariq was in love with Hazel from the Philippines. They're
and
still
he
together.
Judged him harshly.
Judge
and said that
the
Hazel
entire
was
time.
Hazel was bilking him out of money.
Said that she just wants to come to America. She's taking advantage of him, and now he's
guess
doing.
Guess where he is?
He's
in
the fucking Philippines,
and he has found himself his own Filipino Cupid.
His own Filipino Cupid.
Filipino Cupid.
Filipino Cupid.
Cupid.
China.
And Her name is Regine.
Her name was Jean. So it's Dean and Regine.
Thank you for that.
Let that sink in.
Anyway, he's so fucking obnoxious. Everything about him makes me want to bash
his head in.
He's
always extra.
Yeah, thank you.
He is.
And it's always performative. Everything is big.
He's always on. You know, now, Poodle has said something, and it is true. He does have a big dick.
He does. It's a big dick.
But...
you know what? Even big dicks, y'all, if I can't stuff a sock in their mouth...
mm-mm. It's not worth it.
No.
So he's over there.
Because this motherfucker's going to talk.
They're living off his disabled veteran's pension. Didn't know he was a veteran. Thank you for your service.
Thank you for service. I knew he was probably living off something disability-wise.
We really appreciate you for that. You're still a fucking hypocrite from what you...
Yep.
Y'all,
oh,
because...
karma, y'all?
If you did not see the season...
No.
Like, he was... horrible to Rose. Yeah. Or Hazel.
Hazel.
Horrible to Hazel. I mean, horrible to his brother.
He was horrible to his brother.
Really.
Super judgmental.
Talking about women, these women.
Yeah,
and all
these females.
These females.
Coming off very much privilege. Male
yes.
privilege.
And here he is, not only with her, she's asking him for money
and
for her
like,
family.
You know, well, and you know what? She's good, kind of like Hazel was. She's like... you know, I never would ask you for money, but my father is really, really not doing well right now. He's like, what?
What? Oh, okay, but just as long as you ain't taking advantage of me, female.
She kind of did say that. What if he just called her female?
Female. And then he decides to have a conversation.
With his brother, Sadiq.
Y'all.
Who is the hottest of the brothers.
And I don't have the gift, but I feel like this is the biggest dick in the family.
This is the biggest dick.
I mean, whoa, Sadiq.
And he also seemed the most reasonable.
Sadiq, if you're into Filipino girls too, like the rest of your brothers, I will learn how to make Filipino food.
I'll make a killer adobo.
No, I'll do whatever I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
I have a long... oh, long wig, whatever you want.
Long wig. Anyway, so I just did right. I would punch him to death in his sleep. I just can't stand Dean.
Well, we find out Dean hasn't talked to his brother in 6 months.
Yeah.
And Dean says, literally, in the most earnestness, you know, I just don't think my brother's able to support the life that I'm going through in the Philippines. He doesn't like the way I did it because I moved here and I didn't stay in the U.S.
This is some
like, or maybe
ridiculous bullshit.
Or maybe he's pissed off at you for fucking treating him like an imbecile when you're doing the same thing.
You know what, too? This is the thing that siblings go through when they are raised with resentment in the family. I guarantee you they're replicating what they were raised with.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Siblings do that.
Yeah. Because my brother and I, we're close, but we don't. I think it was we were really close in age,
mm-hmm.
but I never bossed my brother around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did. I tried to.
They're only 18 months apart.
But just like you and I are.
Well, maybe his brother and I do. We're literally born 3 days apart from one another.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. So
I know how you feel, Lucas. Lucas, if you're out there, I understand your pain.
He doesn't listen to this podcast. He doesn't have time. He has 3 fucking children.
He doesn't.
And he's doing it. It's a full-time fucking job.
And quarantined.
Yeah.
So they're homeschooling 3 kids.
It's kind of amazing. Anyway.
They finally let your mother see them, right?
Yeah.
Are she seeing them now regularly?
Yeah. Y'all, my mother today, she's like, I resumed my life. She's wearing a mask, y'all. My mother's like, I went to Burke's Outlet today. And they saw him. She's like, oh, my God, it's so good to see you. And I'm like, you probably made up a substantial part of their income. Y'all, my mother loves this place called Burke's Outlet, where she gets stuff for cheap, for like fucking cheap shit, where they're like factory seconds and shit. And she bought Muffin a new dog bed today, y'all.
Did Muffin need a new dog bed?
Yeah, apparently Muffin chews up her beds.
Oh, okay.
Muffin is a horrible, horrible behaved animal.
Is Muffin a Boygan Spaniel?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's not well behaved. She chews up her dog beds, apparently. Anyway, so they were so excited to see her at Burke's. And my mom's like, I just love that place. I don't feel like myself if I'm not spending money there. Anyway. God.
Y'all, come at us if your mother is dying for this quarantine to get over so she can go to that Dollar Tree.
Yeah, my mother loves to spend money in an outlet, but she will not spend, like, anything over 20. She's like, I can get a dog bed there that's worth, like, $50. I can get that for $15. Do you know what that's like?
I'll never forget. I was talking on the phone with my friend Allie, or I was with my friend Allie, and her mother called, and she was talking to her on the phone, and we were just driving somewhere, and we're in the car. And then all of a sudden, her mother goes, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And she's screaming. And we're like, are you okay? And she's like, it's a car wrecked. Are you okay? And she's like, I gotta call your aunt. And she's like, Mom, what's wrong? And she went, they're putting in a Dollar Tree in our neighborhood. And she was so happy.
Yeah, my mother loves a good Burke's outlet. She loves a good... what's the cheap ass, like, I just forgot the name of it.
I don't know. I don't know, because I didn't go to any of those places growing up, because my mother was, quote unquote, she was bougie in the town. We would go to Bell's, or often people would think we were rich because my mother would take us to the Oklahoma City. We would go to Dillard's and buy school clothes.
My mother is queen of outlet shopping.
Oh, no. We would get school clothes at Dillard's or the Buckle, and that was considered, because at the time, Ardmore didn't have a Buckle, so that was considered highfalutin.
Anyway. To get back to this, they're in line at
Anthony's. We used to go to Anthony's quite a bit.
Like my last name.
That's true.
They used to, they're in a ride at Disneyland for all of these, just to trying to get into the grocery store, you guys.
Oh, Dean, yeah.
It does not look good. So y'all, then we get into Anna Marcel.
Y'all, they just sent us some honey.
Bees? Pork?
Me, Marcel? I haven't had any of that honey yet, but thank you again, Nikki.
Y'all,
Anna, update. She looks great.
She does. I'm not going to apologize for calling her a bad mother.
If she's listening now after, cause they said the note, y'all, if you didn't see on our 90 Day Gays Instagram, we posted it as a story, so be sure to check that out before it goes away. But, one of our sissies got us, some honey and some soap. It was very sweet. And Anna wrote us a note and said, this is from Nikki. And then she said, I'll have to listen to your podcast.
I'll have to check out your podcast.
And
we're
Poodle,
like, no, don't.
Poodle made that kind of that same face I've talked about whenever Sandy Duncan called him out about the glass eye. He just went.
My eyes got really wide. I'm like, please don't listen. Because I've actually insulted your appearance.
I said that her youngest son was going to pole dance at Mickey's.
And I said the oldest one is going to shoot up a school.
So we did
it's
say,
best that she... Now, I will say, in quarantine, y'all, yes, her hair is cut. However, Huey, Dewey, and Lou are in full quarantine.
They're in quarantine, too.
And Huey's like, hello, I'm just trying to do my best in this time. And Dewey's like, I really wish I could go outside. And Louie's finally down there underneath the... I just won't my life back.
And Garfield's saying, I'm tired of this home cooking. Let's go to Chili's. Don't forget Garfield,
so
y'all.
Basically,
that mole on our shoulder.
Y'all, the moles are still in effect.
You know what?
I was so happy to see those moles.
I have to say, because of Anna, I went to the dermatologist and got my mole removed. And guess what? It's still gone, Anna.
That's good.
It's very easy to do.
It was easy to do.
It was.
Yeah.
But you don't have to do it if you don't want to.
No.
Something I was impressed with, Marcel is actually somewhat
His
speaking English.
His English is much better.
Yeah. Yeah.
He does, and I may add this to my vocabulary, it was like, choke people here, which means lots of. Ugh. Choke dicks.
Choke people. Oh, gosh. Now,
I saw Choke Dicks this weekend.
Oh, boy. Actually, he did. You better not have.
I haven't. Yeah.
So here's...
I want Choke Dicks.
This is what 90 Day Fiancé does for you. You end up hating these people when you're in the season, but then when you haven't seen them in a while...
You kind of get a soft spot for them.
You're like... Yep. Now, that said, y'all, we saw a preview for Happily Ever After. We're not fucking happy to see Tania.
No!
No, it's too soon still. No.
Oh, I hate that fucking bitch.
We don't want to see her at all.
She's going to come in that fucking pink shirt, and I'm going to see her again, and I'm going to, like, throw something at my TV.
And if you're wondering who Tania is, because you didn't watch the season.
It's Tanya.
It's Tanya Ascension. But her name is Tania.
Her name is Tania.
Because her mother, Sissy, or Missy, fucking spelt it wrong, and it's called Tania.
When I saw that they were going to be on there, I was just like, I'm going to have to watch stupid conversations between you and Sinjin and talking about soulmates. And made me just want to go to the bathroom and throw up.
Sinjin hopefully will be hot, though.
Yeah.
Kim from Cray Cray is excited because Sinjin, like, ooh,
she
like, chirping her legs like a cricket when he comes by.
Yeah. Rub her legs.
Yeah, rub her legs together.
Was that on a Disney? What was that, one of those shows, Merry Melodies?
Yeah, it was the cricket. Yeah, the cricket and the ant. The grasshopper and the ant.
Yes.
It would play the fiddle.
If I didn't care.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, y'all, so the boys are homeschooling. They don't like it.
And it's hard.
And Anna is cutting. I mean, this was kind of sweet to see them. Yep. She's cutting their hair.
And Leo flipped the fuck out.
Again.
Because he didn't like his hair.
Evidence that he's going to be gay and dance on a pole at Mickey's.
Dance on a box at Mickey's. Y'all, Mickey's is still open.
Are they really?
I'm just making that
oh,
up.
Oh, no, they're not.
I don't think Go-Go Boys can be around during
God.
Social distancing times.
How do we support
times?
Our local Go-Go
that
Boys?
That is the fucking truth. I just realized
Y'all,
that.
Support your local Go-Go Boy. Give them a Venmo.
Can they go by your house and do a dance for you while you throw watered-up $5 bills at
what
them?
The fuck is happening to Go-Go Boys? Oh, my God. Bless your heart.
Go-Go Boys, go by people's apartments and have them throw money at you.
If you're a Go-Go Boy, come at us and let us know how you're doing.
I know some of them. They've been posting about it. One got a new dog on my Instagram.
Wow. Glad you're just following thirst traps.
No, he's actually a student of mine.
Wow. Wow.
Sorry, real talk.
So when he pays you in cash, you know where it comes from?
Yeah, a lot of times when
it's
he did
once.
Pay me in cash, it was kind of like soft and wet. I'd put it over there so it wouldn't touch the other money. I'm like, this is like dirty sex money. Sex worker money.
You kept it to sleep in your bed and just
Not
roll around
I
with
say
it.
Not that I say sex worker money is any different than regular money, y'all.
No, I think
will
it
gladly
just means,
take it all.
No, I just think he means that he's literally seen people take a dollar bill and shove it up somebody's asshole and then pull it back out and put it in their pants. So literally dirty, not metaphorically. No, y'all,
Go-Go Boy money has got a lot of
hey,
stuff on
if
it.
If I looked like that, I'd be dancing every fucking Friday night. I don't care if people grab my junk for $20.
Anyway, they, Marcel and Anna go put on their bee jackets and they're going to go see the bees. And yes. Anna says it's affected our intimacy level. And Marcel is, and I think this is a good time for an episode of 90 Days Theater. You're going to be playing Anna, and
okay.
This is their talk about sex.
Okay.
And Marcel's a little cagey about sex.
Okay.
So here we go.
Marcel, you want to talk about sex?
No.
To talk about stuff we do in the bedroom, Marcel?
Bees?
But no, Marcel. What are you? I like the way you move those bees, Marcel. I like the way they buzz.
Chuck, throw up. Chuck, throw up.
That's not nice, Marcel.
Mino like pussy.
Mom.
And scene. Remember Mom with the cholesterol things in her eyes? Fuck, that looks like, what were they, like Rice Krispies?
They do.
Jesus. God, how are
these
people, how are these fucking middle America people even fucking
I don't
real?
No, but I'm excited to try
Honestly.
Our honey. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
This is really important because it's something I've actually never really thought about. So don't make fun of me. I mean it in earnestness.
Okay.
Can you make Rice Krispie treats out of Cocoa Krispies?
Yes.
I bet those are good.
I think you can make Rice Krispie treats out of anything.
Come Because I thought about the woman's eyes. You could make
Rice Krispie Treats out of sugar smacks.
And then Bertha just said, I want Rice Krispie Treats, chocolate.
I like it how you brought that down to such a serious point. And now I'm hungry. You're a whore.
Anyway, so, y'all. So they don't talk. They were cute. I thought it was cute to see them.
It was cuter. And then at the very end, there's a cat just licking its ass.
Oh, I thought her. That was you. See, our screen.
I'm like this.
Our TiVo 4K got a little scratchy. TiVo, come at us and sponsor 90KKs. Got a little scratchy. And then, the cat looked just like Poodle. Now, again, speaking of people where you're like, I can't stand this person. And then you're all of a sudden like, well, there's Avery.
You know,
I didn't mind seeing her.
The thing about Avery is she's grown up a lot, I feel like.
She really fucking has.
Yeah.
She lives by herself. She's got a cute little cat. Y'all,
this apartment is so like Sex and the City meets like Scheherazade.
It's true. It's very true.
It's very like Middle Eastern, but also chic.
Like
she bought everything off of like Dubai outlets
or Pier One.
Yeah, it's just
Pier One always has a or Cost Plus World Market.
Yes,
that's where
her
she
whole apartment
got it from.
Is Cost Plus World Market.
Y'all, I love Cost Plus World Market. Come
lots
at us.
Lots of scarves.
Yes, very much so.
Did you just turn me down?
No, I turned me down.
Oh, you're loud.
So y'all, first of all. Her mom, Terry, does the same thing that my sister-in-law,
Terry
Amber, does.
Terry is essential, y'all. She's essential. Out there. Y'all, send prayer. Call on all prayer warriors for Mama Terry.
For Mama Terry. Because I'm going to tell y'all, because I talked to my sister-in-law, it's stressful. She's organizing all these places where people go drive by and get tested. And that's what Mama Terry is doing. So, y'all, prayers up for our nurses. Appreciate it.
Because, we love Mama Terry.
In fact, not just all our medical workers.
All our first line workers.
It is the nurses, but it's also that receptionist in the medical
and
office.
Food delivery people.
I thought about that too. The people that aren't but in the medical offices that are helping you with your insurance and all
fucking
this shit.
People who work at gas stations, like everybody.
God. Just for everyone out there in it.
Anyway, she's talking to Omar. He tells her that the power goes off in Syria in an hour. And she's like, what?
What? So we can't move there?
There's the clueless Avery that we remember.
Look, I don't care. I mean, I don't... Maybe even if you were like Boris Kodjo or like...
Oh, he's so hot.
He is. Or like Shamar Moore or like...
I'm sensing a theme
or
here.
Or like Idris Elba. Maybe Idris Elba because of the accent. I don't know anybody that I would want to watch or speak to for 2 to 3 hours a day on FaceTime.
Per day, y'all.
Per day.
What do you even talk about?
I mean,
about?
I guess if you're in quarantine, you're both bored.
But, like, what do you talk about? No, but if I'm in a relationship with someone, I get everything out of the way in 30 minutes.
Like, read a book.
Even 1 5-minute, like, jerk-off with him, I'm done.
Yeah. What does Avery do? Because she says she can work from home.
It's like an online, like, Muslim, like, beauty business.
Oh,
like
really?
Makeup, uh-huh.
Oh, well, look at her.
Muslim women. Yeah, I think she's doing that. I think she sells shit online. It's an Instagram Walmart, basically. Yeah.
Look at her.
I know.
Anyway, y'all, couldn't do it.
She's making lamb chops, y'all, because she don't eat pork no more.
Pork chops.
And the weirdest thing is, y'all, she is encouraged by Omar to talk to her bio dad, who's been in jail for the last 17 years. His name is Dusty.
And I turned to Poodle and I said, everything makes sense now
with Avery.
Why she wanted to leave her life that she was. She was a quote-unquote
bad girl.
Why
she's got daddy issues.
It all makes sense. All of it.
And the final piece of the puzzle is in place.
You know, I've never met a Dusty who hasn't had a problematic
life.
That
is the fucking truth.
If you know a Dusty who's had a good life, let us know.
Let us know.
Because I haven't met one.
And I've known several.
Several. Now, here's something that surprised me. Omar had an interview on March 23rd, but it was canceled because of COVID. I was surprised they're even letting him interview for a visa because didn't the president... cancel all that?
I think this is filmed before that.
Oh.
I think this might have been, this is filmed, I think this was filmed in the fall.
No, this was self-quarantine.
Oh, you're right.
You're getting confused because they were on What Now?
Yeah, I'm confused.
So, I don't know. I mean, hopefully that happens for them.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Maybe they're in a different bracket.
Maybe. I thought it was just, when you said Syria, I thought he meant Syria.
And maybe the K-1 visa is a different thing because maybe. they're a marriage maybe visa. Just yeah. So regular immigration is different.
I hope it works out for him.
Anyway, y'all, Omar, she's talking, and Omar calls, and then Omar talks to her fucking father on a three-way prison call.
And is trying to convert him to Islam. Yeah. That was the most.
This
I was like,
is
wow.
The least sexiest threesome I've ever heard.
Ever.
Anytime you have a religious conversion, not sexy.
Now, did you notice how country Avery's voice
she
got when she
did.
Talked to her dad?
It's all that
she got real
Southern
country.
Ohio shit.
She got real country. Because when she talks
y'all
to
come
Omar.
At us if you're from like Cincinnati, that's country.
I knew people from Cincinnati. Yeah. I went there. Norwood.
Okay.
I once said, oh, I know somebody from Norwood, and somebody from Cincinnati looked at me and said, that's trash.
Sorry, Norwood people.
I don't think it is, but.
Anyway, y'all.
I had my first three-way there.
Okay.
No, it was spaghetti and Cincinnati chili and cheese. It's called a three-way.
Oh, okay. Nice.
And then 2 years later, I had my real first three-way.
Okay, good to know.
That happened in Los Angeles.
So let's go ahead and move on to Brett and Daya. This whole segment was boring.
We don't know much about them.
Daya's in the Philippines. They have a daughter named Isabel.
I mean, it was boring. It was relatable in that they've got a young kid, and their kid is at that age where y'all, that bitch is on 24/7.
Hell on wheels.
And you are going, they are exhausted. And Daya still has to work at night.
I was kind of freaked out by when they brought her a piece of cake at like 6 a.m. And who's going to eat cake?
But you thought,
even me.
You thought it was 6 a.m., but remember, she had been working nights, so it probably was like
that's
3
true.
In the afternoon.
But she's not going to eat cake that early when
you,
she just woke up.
You wouldn't
up.
Eat cake when you just woke up?
I'm
chocolate,
different.
Chocolate
I'm
cake
different.
With some coffee?
I'm different.
Anyway, she's pretty. She seems nice.
Brett's got DSLs, y'all.
He does.
Beautiful, big, dick-sucking lips.
He's got pretty eyes, too. Yeah. I mean, now, y'all, we're going to say...
He's like an 1130 grinder hookup.
We're going to say something, and y'all are going to come at us, because you're going to say, you don't know. But we were kind of like, well, they seem fun.
They seem nice.
And then cut to
know.
Someone... Goes,
spousal abuse
pulls
or throat something.
And now just texting
yeah.
us. Y'all
anyway,
will find out when we do the Gatreon.
It was kind of boring, actually. And, like, I will say,
I thought so too.
He gave himself, like, a haircut
that was funny.
With his head shaved. And she's like, what are you? I don't like it. So that was funny.
That was funny. It made us guffaw.
I believe.
Are we done?
We are done. And it's time to go on. We're going to take a quick break,
commercial
you guys,
break.
And then we're going to go on to What Now? See you on the flip side.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal.
Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops. I can edit if I want to. Are we rolling?
You can't edit if you want to.
You know what? I'm going to learn to do everything, and then you'll be like, ooh,
he won't.
You're not essential.
He won't.
You're not a nurse.
Yeah.
Y'all, this
Let's
is
see how this goes.
What now?
This is what now?
What we now? We start off with our third sister wife, Rachel.
Love her.
Sometimes,
she gets on a plane.
But it's more like a third sister wife who's broken free of her house because she's got highlights now, y'all.
She does.
That's
she looks
what,
good.
That's how you know.
Her daughter looks pretty. They finally get on this plane. They meet John in Paddington Station. And y'all, when that child ran to John, Poodle.
It was really sweet.
Literally went, oh.
Yeah.
It was,
you know,
very sweet.
I will tell you. And then it looks like that John has went 3 or 4 rounds with a spider because there's several red splotches on his face that I don't understand.
I don't know
what they're there
breaking.
For.
But it was still so cute. John's like, when Lucy ran towards me, it was like a mountain inside me. And I thought that was so
sweet. It was
sweet.
Really sweet, yeah. And then on their way back, you guys, he's basically like, we could do Christmas dinner and we could do decorations. And it's all really good. But I will say, and I have not been high on her the whole time. Rachel, since she's lost her job, is kind of like, yeah, this whole like fairy tale thing is a little suspect now.
She
I'm
is
a
like,
little bit in the real world now. Preach on, bitch. I'm loving this new Rachel.
She is like, we've got to think about this because.
Yeah. She's like, I don't know if you realize how stressed I am. Because I'm basically supporting us, and you're still living in fairy tale Shrek world.
It's true.
Yeah.
And it was sweet, though, when he teared up driving in the car. That was just sweet. Because that's such a moment you forget about when you're dating somebody. Somebody goes to sleep in your car and you're just dry. I don't know.
I agree. No, I like that.
I want to have sex with him still.
Anyway, she does. Say at the end, you know, what would you like for this night? What would you like? And he's like, what if I just take care of Lucy? And she's like, great. She's like, she's sitting there reading a book in bed. And he's like, Lucy, I want you to. Lucy's like,
You know, because Lucy is actually seems like a pretty well-behaved child, but she is at that age where they want to do everything.
Fucking toddlers.
They want to do everything themselves. They're building that autonomy, and they're in. Y'all, people that are home with children that age right now,
you need to be drinking a lot.
God bless.
And if you're sober, you need to be like walking around your block at night.
Those parents
are smoking. Hopefully you can smoke.
Those parents aren't good. They're not enjoying life unless it's nap time or if it's after 7:45 and they just put that kid to bed.
Amen.
And then they just go have a whiskey with their husband or a significant partner.
Seriously, y'all, if you are sober, hopefully you can take up smoking again. This is not a time to quit everything.
90 Day Gaze does not promote smoking. It has been proven to cause cancer.
But no, I'm just
and
saying.
We don't think you need to do that. We don't think you need to
or
do that.
Or go to sugar or something.
We think that you can maybe like go for walks, maybe meditate, masturbate. But there are healthy ways to relieve your stress.
Sugar.
Sugar. Butter.
Ooh, that's all I've got about those two.
I think that's all I have too.
Y'all, then we had the return of two of our favorites.
Any.
Okay, his eyes are still too close together, and they still fucking bother me.
Yeah.
It still looks like something happened on the way to evolution. There.
So a lot of this is backstory because a lot of this is
we don't need to know anymore.
How they met, the boat, 8 hours, they fell in love. We have chemistry. I will say
the way some producer or PA told Robert to introduce himself is, I have five beautiful children by four different
four
women.
Four different mothers.
So good.
It's so good.
So good. I also forgot I forgot how absolutely bonkers this story was.
It, you know, again, we could not stand them when this story happened. And you know what?
And I like them now.
When we saw them, I was like, Annie and Robert, come at us if there's a couple that you love now that you hated before.
Because he was such a trash person.
But,
and we thought she was just trying to get to America.
But you know what? I have to say, I will use this word and mean it. I have the highest respect for Annie because
me too.
This bitch came over here, got married to this man,
and she wants to be a mom.
Well, she already is a mom. The way
that's
she's
what I'm saying.
Raising,
she's a mom.
She jumped into raising this kid who's never had a mom, and she's killing it and doing it on her own.
Yep.
While he's driving for Lyft.
Yep. And she
which
even
now
says
he's probably doing
she's
Uber
100%.
Because you can't drive with people. I hope he is.
100% she is Bryson's mom.
Yeah.
And
it was very touching. I was just like,
so
Annie.
I'm with you. Like, Annie is.
Respect.
Annie's my hero now.
People say she's fantastic on Pillow Talk.
She's
y'all,
very funny.
We don't watch Pillow Talk because we don't have fucking time.
And I don't like any of these people, and I don't really want to spend time with them.
Well, there's some people. You liked watching Alexi. Now they have
ooh,
other hot.
If I could just watch Alexi.
What was the other
or
guy?
Andre. I'd be fine.
Ooh, that Alexi cameo.
And we could just mute Elizabeth because I really enjoy her voice.
And then maybe just put like a black block over her so we don't even have to look at her.
I like Laura and I do not like Elizabeth.
You know what? If someone could supercut actually Alexi talking and then what's the other hot guy's name?
Andre.
And then
to
it
each other.
Looks like Andre's responding, and then Andre talks, and Alex. And if you could Photoshop them making out, or even just, not even making out, but kind of like, you know, when two straight guys.
Rubbing
like,
each other's dicks.
No, I was actually going to be more subtle and sensuous.
Okay.
But, you know, where their legs just kind of touch each other in the middle
ooh,
of the night.
That's the hottest.
That's the hottest.
That's some Brokeback Mountain shit.
I can't quit you.
So anyway, y'all, she's at the candy store getting stuff for Bryson's birthday. And Bryson's going to be five.
She's about five.
And her friend Adriana, she says, I think I'm pregnant.
And y'all, because she's like, I tried to get pregnant for 7 years and nothing. I went to the doctor
but
and
y'all,
they told me
Robert's
nothing.
But y'all, Robert's got super sperm.
It's like, in fact, y'all, we have a secret scene that played on, again, y'all come at TiVo. TiVo 4K is just showing
us I know,
all
it's
the
showing
secrets.
Us so many and things.
So it kind of went blurry. And then suddenly Poodle said, is this Look Who's Talking? And I said, maybe two. And suddenly we see inside of Robert's balls and we see two little sperm having a conversation.
Hey. I guess I'm gonna go get this woman pregnant.
I think we can, boss. I think we can do it. We've gotten so many pregnant before.
I know. Get back to work. It's time to go make another baby.
Uh-oh. I feel some rumblings. He must be about to have sex. Whoa. Or is that McDonald's?
Here we go.
Here we go.
Whoa. I'm going down the vas deferens.
Was that a vulva? I don't know. I should learn these things.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh, I'm going into a really pink place.
Whoa.
What is this, boss?
What is this? Why do I hear the soundtrack from Clue?
Oh, my God. There's a little white globule right ahead of me. Hey there, white globule. Hello, Ed. What are you talking to see? I don't want you coming over here talking to me. Hey, can I say hey to you? I mean, can I punch my hand through your...
Say hi, boss. Say hi. Fist bumper.
Here we go. I'm going to fist bump.
I don't want you fist bumping me. Don't you fist bump me.
Ka-chunk.
Oh, that feels nice.
Stop.
I'm going to have to edit that. And I don't edit, y'all. Wow.
You know, it only makes sense that when insemination happened, Gloria Estefan's conga played.
You know what's the worst part of that is? Conga was going through my head, too. So, y'all, we're from
y'all,
the South.
That's exactly how that's that baby was so, made.
That's it. And then, after they show that, then it shows her showing Robert the test of her pregnant. Wow.
I don't think a more realistic version Mm-mm. of pregnancy Mm-mm. or of insemination has ever happened.
And that was our version of Look Who's Talking Ahora. Because como se dice now in Espanol?
Ahora.
Ahora.
Y'all, so anyway, she tells him she's cooking dinner. She tells him, I not feel well. And he's like, well, go lay down.
Go lay down. Amy, go lay down.
And anyway, she shows him the pregnancy test. He's like,
and Robert
well, those can be defective.
Come at us if your husband or spouse had a horrible reaction when you were told them they were pregnant and you wanted to slap the shit out of them.
Yeah.
He's just
thinking about his money.
Which is what, this is the shit that got on our nerves with Robert.
Yeah.
Because he's always Amy, that's money. I make all the money.
No, it's true.
How am I going to pay for another kid's alimony? That's why he doesn't have any money.
Let's jump around and go to...
Wait, are we done? Oh, yeah. Well, in the next episode, they're going to go to the doctor. Yeah.
Let's jump around and go to Tiffany and Ronald, because there was barely anything about this, you
they
guys.
They baptized a baby, and that was really it.
And I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
This is... In what evangelical version of Christianity do you baptize babies? In Catholicism, yes.
Mm-hmm.
In evangelical Christianity, you baptize children when they are ready to accept Jesus into their hearts. It's very interesting.
Because in Catholicism, we do confirmation.
Exactly.
Yeah, when we're like 13.
It's a really interesting thing that's happening here.
I don't know. And
I want to ask you guys.
To me, it wasn't a baptism because There wasn't. I mean, it was, but
there was no Godfather. There was no.
There was no water poured on that baby's head. Yeah, you got to pour water on the head.
Yeah,
my mother almost did that.
There was
no
holy water.
She almost did that to my oldest nephew because he wasn't going to be baptized. She's like, but what if something happens to that baby and that baby goes to hell? And now my mother doesn't even believe in God. I'm never going to get a year ago, Mom, what do you think about God? Oh, honey, that's just made up.
Well,
I went, wow.
And the fact that she thought the baby would go to hell, she doesn't really know her catechism. The baby would go to purgatory.
Or purgatory, yes. That's what I meant.
Because y'all know unbaptized babies, Catholicism is really smart that way.
Yeah. You got to get them in quick.
So they're baptizing. Of course, her shoulders are bare because why wouldn't they be?
Basically, that is literally they baptize the baby.
It was one scene.
They're important to her. And then we see that he agrees that he's going to go to the U.S., which you know he was going to do that anyway because. Yep. And then we see like a little. I guess we're done with them because then we see like
I think
a
we
little.
Are.
They moved ahead with the visa process and their visa has been accepted.
Mm-hmm.
So.
We're still not sure if they're completely together.
So
you
that
guys.
Means he's coming over?
Yeah. I wish all the best for them. I say that with a question mark at the end.
So he coming to, I was thinking about this, him coming to America could actually be helpful for him because
maybe
any of his past like gambling contacts and friends and people,
true,
they're all gone. He's got to go into a different life with new people.
But can she change her attitude towards him?
I don't know.
Because y'all, she's the... She has such kind of anger towards him.
I can imagine them going to things together. Like if he's going to meetings or if he starts going to church or I could see her supporting because a lot of times they'll do AA or like gambling and then Al-Anon meetings together.
I totally agree with you.
If she does that.
Would she change though?
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If she does. When someone that you love has an addiction, they have their addiction, but you are in that situation because you both co-created that situation. So you both have to change whatever patterns
and
you've been doing.
I'm just saying I haven't seen any idea on her part to change.
No, we haven't. So that's why if she doesn't do that, then I don't think they'll make it. But if she like gets on board with him and goes because it's they do it themselves to get sober or whatever they decide to do, whatever call it, but they need the support of their family and then if it's gonna work.
Anyway, that's all I've got about those two.
That baby looks just like him. She's a beautiful baby.
A strong South African sperm.
But which is really babies usually don't have blue eyes. They usually the blues are recessive, right?
Yep. But South African Dutch DNA. Strongest colonizations. Let's move on to David and Annie.
Okay.
I'm just working my way back.
Y'all, he's going through quick because he's hungry.
Again.
He didn't eat dinner.
No, I'm going at a normal stop.
He is going at a normal, but you're hungry, aren't you?
I am, but I'm going to try to do the best show I can, but thank you for jeopardizing that.
No, I'm just calling you out that you're hungry. I can tell. Because we talked about Rice Pistachio cheeks and his eyes got
thanks
huge.
Thanks for making that about me and not about you. I don't have a ton to say about these two.
I mean, not really.
I don't
really
want to go back. I don't want to do a lot of backstory on these two either.
I feel like everybody knows they're the hit on Pillow Talk. Been married for a while. They met in Thailand, all that kind of stuff.
They're in Scottsdale, Arizona, which is hot as fuck.
Hot, y'all. My first boyfriend with a huge
His
dick.
Name was David Gurley. Well, how big was it?
How big was it? I would say at least an 8-inch dick.
Really?
Yes. The first time I ever slept with someone was with an 8-inch
dick. You know
what?
That's why you're obsessed with black guys these days.
I
just solved all of your pathologies. You're welcome.
Sure.
Where's my money?
Well, work a little harder, bitch.
Give me a week and I can figure you out.
Oh, God.
I kind of already know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to need money.
You're going to need money. Boy, y'all, I'll never forget. I'm just telling y'all, Ladies, if your husband has a big dick and you've never had butt sex before, use a lot of lube, because I was 19 and I didn't know anybody. And I was on spit and a prayer, and I jumped out of that bed like
spit
and a prayer. And I jumped out of that bed like when Goofy butt gets on fire in the Dizzy Cuckoo. I did too. I mean, woo! That was not enjoyable. But you know what? I love a challenge. I came back.
Anyway, talking more about David and Annie.
Yeah.
I don't know where we got there.
I don't know. Isn't it ironic that my first kiss, her last name was Beard, and my first boyfriend's last name was Girly?
It's not ironic at all. It all makes sense. It's all a ridiculous truth of the universe.
And what's really odd is that he was French, so he didn't go by the French pronunciation of that.
How is it spelled?
G-E-R-L-E.
Girl.
That's what it would be in French, too?
Yeah.
So that maybe makes more sense than girly.
Yeah, I agree. Or, no. You sure that was French? He was saying
French?
That's
what he said. He lied about a lot of things, though. Maybe he was lying.
Girl. No, I can't. Yeah, girl.
I would have changed it.
Maybe.
Anyway, okay, so David and Annie, they're doing, she's fun, I will say, y'all.
She's
we don't
the
know
funniest
much about
one.
It, but she is fun. She's excited to do a cooking business because you can make money. She's excited.
And she's throwing a dinner party, and he wants to get a hair transplant, you guys.
Good for
it
him.
Wants to makes him feel it makes yeah. wants to makes him feel younger.
I would get it too.
And more attractive.
I
would start taking Lamoxidil or something even
no,
earlier.
I would
yeah.
too. But I mean, if it got to a point, I'd get it done in a second.
If it makes you feel better about yourself.
I mean, I was terrified because I looked like my Uncle Steve and he was bald and all that side of the family was bald. I thought it was just going to happen to me.
I'm probably going to keep my hair. My brother's already losing a little bit of it.
Oh, really? Your dad? Or
my
mom?
Father's bald. You know my dad.
Oh, yeah, he is bald.
Yeah. But you, most of the time, they say you take after your mother's father.
Yeah, you're going to keep
the
yours.
Trope. I'm going to keep mine. It's just turning gray.
Thank God, y'all.
Yeah.
Because if Poodle went bald, as vain as...
I'd be wearing a toupe. I'd be wearing a fucking toupe.
As vain as he is, it would just be wig and head wrap central.
That's the truth. I'd have a terrible wig.
You would. And then you would get drunk and do your cameos, and your wig would just be sideways.
It'd be askew.
Like her wig in The Birdcage.
What? Anyway.
That was good. Y'all be sure to join us for the Watch It Chat on Saturday.
On Saturday.
Poodle doesn't know what it's going
to
be
announced.
Yet.
Well, we'll talk about it. Anyway, he's getting his hair restoration.
Mm-hmm.
They're having their friends over, and who she calls Baby Panda, which I don't think that's racist for them,
but
it's whatever.
But we can't say it, y'all.
No, I can't say that.
But it's a cute baby. They're excited to see their friends. They cook
and everyone
for them,
loves the food,
and the food's good,
and
that's kind
good.
Of it.
That's kind of it.
But they're still enjoyable. Now, their self-quarantine was good.
Yeah, I agree.
That was good. They were talking about going to that grocery store.
Much
that's where
better
she
than
feels
this.
Safe.
Yeah.
So that I enjoyed.
That's all I've got about those two.
All right, let's talk about the last ones.
Corey and Evelyn.
Corey and Evelyn. Y'all, he's in Ecuador.
Okay, let me just talk about what's good here.
All right.
He is in Ecuador, and he's speaking Spanish, you guys. He must have done Duolingo for 2 weeks.
Y'all, come at us.
That's all it took.
I want to know where Corey did his mission. Do y'all know? I want to know.
I will say, you can do a mission in an English-speaking country.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
I literally had a coworker. I once was like, oh, he was Mormon. I was like, oh, where'd you do your mission? And he was
like, Detroit?
No, North Dakota.
Oh!
And I was like, you were born.
Sorry.
In the winters in North Dakota?
That's awful.
Oh, my God. It's probably beautiful summers.
Anyway, he's rented a place to stay because he wants to be independent, because mm-hmm. that's what Evelyn, his mistress, has basically mandated.
Hold on. I just want to get... So, he's going to stay by himself to give her space
yes.
in the place that she lives that's paid for by the properties he invested yes. in for them.
Yes.
Okay.
Everything's checked.
Just
you got
it. Just want to make sure I was getting clear on this. Wow, she is a master.
I said I would want to study with her.
She could open up a school.
I would take class.
Evelyn's School of Fuckery.
Yeah, I would take class.
She will fuck you.
I'm like, hold on. What was that one more time? Let me say that one again.
Miss Evelyn, could you please, what was the note? What was the note about?
How do you get men to fall in love with you?
Yes.
You must have a magic pussy.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
check.
Crap, Laura. I fucked that 8-inch dick when I was 20. It's like curtains down there.
Beef curtains. Anyway, you guys, when... there, so anyway, he goes into this place. It's not nice where he's rented. It's like a bunch of mattresses stacked up. And then
we're going to pause here because Poodle has his stilts. Poodle, just imagine. Why don't you tell everybody
just
about
imagine.
The time? Because there's Airbnbs in it, but instead Corey picks a random room. And some cute Latino guy comes and says, I have a free room for you. What happened to you when you got a room in like Argentina or someplace like that? What would happen to you?
I would invite him to see how my bed was and we'd have a drink. And slowly we would discuss each other's families, each other's dreams. And then he would impale me on his huge dick.
Wow. First night?
Yep.
Oh.
I move fast.
Yeah. That's your middle name.
I'm Poodle Fast Anthony.
Swifty. That's what they call
me. I do move fast. You know what, y'all? There's no time for small talk. To be honest, there's no time. Especially during COVID, y'all, you could be dead tomorrow.
Come
at
us.
You need to get that fucking D.
Come at us if you move fast.
Come at us if you move fast.
Let us know, hoes. Let us know. Mm-hmm.
I just know what I want. Like, if you're a guy, mm-hmm. I've invited you over,
mm-hmm.
and we're sitting there, I'm going to move close to you like this,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm just going to take your head in my hands and kiss you.
Wow.
I don't need an open invitation.
And that's just somebody he met at Ralph's 10 minutes before.
That's the grocery delivery guy.
The grocery guy who said, can I help you with your bags? He was like, fuck, I guess I'm gay now. I just wanted a good tip.
Fuck, I guess I'm gay.
God, is this what Instacart's working for like now?
Anyway, y'all, wow, they'll do anything.
They'll do anything.
So they're talking
come
on the
if
beach.
If you fucked your Instacart guy.
They're talking on the beach. Bill Boulware, you know you fucked your Instacart
it's
guy.
True.
They're talking. She's there on the beach with the dog. Corey shows up. The dog lights out for Corey.
This dog is excited.
Corey is a nice guy. And dogs
animals can tell
love
this.
Nice guys.
Dogs do. They yep. love nice guys. And this dog.
Dogs bark at me.
They do.
No. Anyway, y'all, so
this is Corey though. He in Evelyn's offense, he immediately is like, hi, I just got here. Are we gonna be together?
Yeah. It's not a good
she's like, wait, literally you just got here. And this is what she's a master. She basically says, like, let's give us time for
you
to
be talk about
here.
Marriage.
And he said, I can be here for 90 days, but then
I can also re-up the 90 days.
And she's like, oh, good. That would be good. Like, and so basically she's just like thinking, okay, good. We can open up another restaurant in 30
right.
days. Oh, and then we've got to do that addition yep. to the bar in 45
and she's
days.
Like, and I think you should talk to Raul.
Raul, yeah. Because, y'all, she wants them to get along. Because when they get along, she gets D's all over the place.
That's the truth. And I also think part of her wants them to be friends because she can feel like she's uber controlling over all of them.
Uber controlling. And she likes to be duplicitous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, maybe she kind of wants them to fuck. because she wants to watch it.
Maybe
is that real?
Maybe our TiVo 4K will show us that.
I hope so.
I hope so too.
Anyway,
you can bank on that secrecy.
She did say, he's like, "Do you see us getting married within the?" He's like, "Within 180 days," and she did say, "Yeah, I do see it." So she threw him that bone.
She threw him that bone.
Yeah,
and tonight she's gonna fuck his brains out. Yeah,
yo, we discussed this, y'all.
Yo, they fuck hard and well.
She does everything though. She rides him. It's a whole aerobatic and he's activity.
I think he's good, y'all, because you know, cute.
She's got wires above him.
Because cute dumb guys can do one thing well. Fuck.
But. He's not inventive. She's inventive.
I know, but he gets into it and he's a quick learner.
True.
Because young, dumb guys fuck well.
But she's grabbing like the parallel bars and is doing like dismounts on
like
him.
Paula at that Thai massage place, but it's not freaky deaky. It's just it's painful. And every time she makes my back hurt, she goes,
it's true.
She does. She giggles. Y'all come at us if you were dating a guy that's young and dumb but fucked you good.
I have had that.
I have too.
Oh, like a 22-year-old from Boston once railed me like the L train in Chicago.
Mind the gap. Mind the gap.
Oh my God. And then he got all weird about it and wanted to commit to me. And I was like, listen, it was one night, honey.
You didn't do another night? One night only and he wanted to commit?
Yeah, that's how good I am.
Jesus. You're so humble. You're so humble.
I'm telling you, many, many guys want to put a ring on it the day after.
Wow.
And I send the same, like, formatted text. I appreciate the sentiment. However, I like my freedom.
You don't even change your name. It just has a line through Sam. And then beside it just says Eric.
To whom it may concern. If you have proposed marriage to me after having sex with me one night, just know that I respect my freedom. Sam, Eric, Juan, Francisco, all of them.
Marlon. Ooh, I had sex with a hot Marlon once. Woo! Anyway, I think that's it
for this show.
Yeah, I think that's it. We've already kind of went over our announcements.
I'm hungry.
I knew it. We're not doing props on this one. We already did our Patreon and we did our sissy shout out. So I think the only thing we want to say is newsletter. Go to the newsletter.
We want you to know we have to say, y'all.
We're calling it our sissy sentinel.
Sissy sentinel.
Our sissy sentinel. So that's in the show notes. Click on that and sign up for that. We're only going to send it to you once a month. No more.
We're not going
to
spam the
less.
Fuck out of you.
We can't. We hate that
Don't
shit.
Don't be like that guy who I fuck and then text me 11 times if we need to be together.
No, that's not good.
Because you're going to get the same format text.
Mm-hmm. We won't respond.
No. Nope.
But you can go to 90daygays.com where you can see all of our other shows. You can also find your merch there, your Dream It or Cream It mug. Oh, Julia just posted it. That color
looks so
good.
They're available in Tiffany Blue.
Tiffany Blue, y'all.
And y'all come at us on Cameo, but give me a couple days because I'm tired.
I know, I've got a lot to do too. But you can find Poodle at Jackie or Fake It and me at the Matt Maher. Again, that is all in the show notes. Y'all, this is a big week. So we've got Wednesday. Oh my God, you know what I just realized?
There's a lot going on.
I'm
going to
see you every fucking week.
I know.
Oh God. I know. He's going to get tense by the end of the week because
so
he's not having
Wednesday,
sex.
Wednesday, we're doing the
YouTube
Patreon
with the Patreon
for our YouTube Live.
Thursday, we're watching Labor of Love.
Is it Thursday or Friday?
It's Thursday.
Okay,
we're watching Labor of Love,
y'all. The first two episodes are going to go on our
regular
feed, and the rest are going to go behind the $5 Patreon.
So instead of the bonus on Friday, we're going to drop Labor of Love on Friday morning.
Yes.
That you can listen to that.
With former star who had a magic, Kristen Davis.
It's true. And then on Saturday, for the you sissies in the Facebook group, come at us. We're going to be doing our sissy, our AMA. Get your questions into Jackie about Thursday.
There's so much this
week.
There's
a lot
this
week.
Holy fuck.
There's a lot this week. And we still have to record our Patreon episode that's going to drop.
I'm already tired.
Anyway, y'all.
I'm hungry.
But you know what makes it worth it? You do. You listeners out there.
I just went, what?
No, you don't make it worth it. No.
I thought tell me what makes it worth it.
It's these people that send us these messages.
You know what? That is true. You guys, send us your messages about, you know, if 90 Day Gaze is helping you out. It does get us through.
Post it on Twitter. Post it on. It really does help. It really makes us feel good. And it's like, Poodle, I'll tell Poodle, Poodle, we got to do this to that. And he's like, I don't want to do this. And then he'll send me a message and say, you know what? This feels good.
And that's not someone fucking me.
Yeah, exactly. So if he can feel something without something actually inside him, that's growth, y'all. You know?
Without a 10-inch dick pummeling me.
Pummeling.
That's growth.
All right, y'all. So we got to go because we got shit to do, but we'll see you. See you on the flip side.
See you on the flip side.
Bye. Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
caboose? Men flocked to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge.
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.